Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Tzadi Zayin, and we're going to talk about the institutions of Gzeira Shava and how it relates to Kal Vachomer and related issues. Where does this come up? Right on the top of the daf. The Gemara here is talking about the Mekoshesh. The Gemara quotes the Machlokas, whether Tzlafchad was the Mekoshesh or not. On the bottom of Tzadi Vavim Abeis, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Mekoshesh et Tzlafchad. The Mekoshesh, the one who did some Malacha, on Shabbos, which malacha, what was the Mekoshesh, different opinions, was it Ma'amer, was it Kotzer, some malacha on Shabbos, so the first opinion says the Mekoshesh was Slavchad, v'chein omer, v'hi b'nei Yisrael, b'midbar, v'yimsu'u ish, it says b'midbar there, in the end of Shlachul halano omer, avinu meis b'midbar, and also by Slavchad it says, our father died b'midbar, gzeira shava, this isn't a gzeira shava about a halacha, but it's a gzeira shava about a story, Malahalan Slavchad, Avkan Slavchad, Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Slavchad was the Mekoshesh. Amalor Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira, Akiva, Benkach uVenkach ata asalitin asadin. Akiva says, Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira, why'd you do that? Why'd you tell everybody that the Mekoshesh was Slavchad? Why? Imkath Varecha, if you're right, Hatarakisto. The Torah didn't say who the Mekoshesh was, right? And Vata Megalo, so. And you reveal it. What are you being Megala, a sin? That the an embarrassing what the Torah didn't do. And if you're not right, then you're just Motzi Shemra. So either, even if you're right, you're revealing something the Torah did not reveal, and if you're not right, you're Motzi Laz on that great tzaddik. The Ella had a Gamar Gzeira Shava. Ask the Gemara, but what do you mean? He had a Gzeira Shava. He had a Gzeira Shava. Rabbi Kiva did. And therefore, says Rashi, Im Kain, Lokisto HaTorah. Since there's a Gzeira Shava, the Torah was not Mechasa it. Tahavi Lei Kimefurish. Wow. The question isn't only, he learned Gzeira Shava, so he had to say it. But if it's Gzeira Shava, it's Ki'ilu, it's Mefurish BaTorah. And therefore, it's not embarrassing for Tzlafchad, because it says it in the Torah. It already says Ba'midbar, Ba'midbar. And the Gemara answered, Gzeira Shava lo gamer. No, he didn't learn that Gzeira Shava, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira didn't learn the Gzeira Shava, and that's why he didn't accept it. He didn't accept it, but it's Ki'ilu Mefurish. Rashi uses his Lashon not only here, Rashi uses his Lashon in Psachim and in Maseches Sukkah also, in Gemara Psachim on Daf Samach Vav, which we'll talk about by Hashem soon. Rashi uses the Lashon of V'kivan du kach kibel hariyu kemosha nechta begufo beferish. As if it's written beferish, Rashi in Psachim daf Samach Vav and Aleph, Rashi in Sukkah also, and daf Yud Aleph from Abayz. Rashi adds in another point. Rashi says, "Delo, find the line. Ein adam zom gzirasho meyatzo elokin limdo meirabo verabo meirabo ad Moshe Rabbeinu v'shema mikros halo ledrush gzirasho neftivu." Okay, we'll get to that, but it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi there in Sukkah, right? So that fits. I mean, if it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why it's Ki'ilu Nechtav, right? Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, and if it goes all the way back to Moshe, so then it's Ki'ilu is Nechtav Bataris. That is the important Lashon that Rashi uses here. Again, the Gemara continues. Once we're here, let's just continue the Gemara. The Gemara says there's another example of this, where you have a similar machlokas. Hashem got angry at them by Aaron and Miriam, and he left. Malamecha af Aaron itzara. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says, so you see the remez in here that even Aaron was katzaras. Amalo Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira Akiva. Megach avegach asadit asadin. Either way, you're going to be held accountable for it. The Torah was mechased, and you were megala it. It says bum. Doesn't it say plural? Ha'oban Azifa Ba'alma. The only beferish is that he was upset, but it doesn't say that he actually got tzaras. That one's not a Gzeira Shava. That was not a Gzeira Shava. Good. So let's analyze this a little bit now. And we'll get into the sugya through Tosfos. Tosfos here has a fascinating comment. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, V'ligmer Rabbi Akiva, Shukabal Kebla Mirabo. If Rabbi Ben Seira didn't get it from his Rebbe, the Gzeira Shavas, so why didn't he learn it from Rabbi Akiva? Once Rabbi Akiva said the Gzeira Shavas, so why didn't Rabbi Ben Seira learn it from him? The Yomer Rabbeinu Tam, Shahayalahem Bekabala, Minyan Gzeira Shavas Shebechala Torah. They had a Mesora, how many Gzeira Shavas were there total? The Zuaisa Yaseira Lacheshban. And this was one extra. Rabbi Ben Seira had his amount of Gzeira Shavas done. Laficha lo Kiblas, he couldn't accept another one. They all had a Mesora of how many Gzeira Shavas there were to be. So this is fascinating. What do you mean? Gzeira Shava goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, so let's ask. So how could there be a machlokas about a Gzeira Shava? If it's Kilu Nechta Bikra, So what do you mean? How could they be a machlokas? It's Gilu Bafurish. Hashem gave this tool to figure out Gzeirah Shavas. So how is there ever a machlokas about a Gzeirah Shava? Let's keep going. There's a very important machlokas in this sugya in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Sukkah Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the Gemara there has a machlokas Tanoim, whether there's a concept of Hadar when it comes to a Lulav. There's a concept of Hadar when it comes to a Esrog, that's Beferish. What about a Lulav? So that's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, right in the middle of the Amud Tana, Yavish Pasul, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Amar Rava, machlokas Belulav. The machlokas is by Lulav. Whether you could have a dried out Lulav. The Rabbanan Savri, Makshina Lulav the Esrog, because the Rabbanan compare Lulav to Esrog. Ma Esrog boy Hadar, Af Lulav boy Hadar. Just like Esrog needs Hadar, so too Lulav. Rabbi Yehuda Savra, lo Makshina Lulav Esrog. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't compare. Esrog needs Hadar, but Lulav does not need Hadar. Avo be Esrog. But obviously, everybody agrees by Esrog that you need Hadar. That is Rashi. So, what's the issue of whether we're Makshinan Esrog Lululav or not? So, Rashi says, explaining the opinion, Lo Makshinan, that we don't compare and therefore you're allowed to have a dried out Lulav, Rebbe Yehuda, Lo Hukshu Lilmod Zemizeh, Velo Nitan Lidrosh Me'atzman, Behol Yidru Gimel Midosh, Atern Dreshes Behen, Ela Kavachomer. They're not Hukash, Rabbi Yehuda holds, and he can't be Makashit himself. Let's see, he decides, I want to be Makashit. Says Rashi, you can't do that. Because the only one of the Midos, Shatar Nidreshes Bahen, is Kavachomer. The only one that you can allow to darshan yourself is Kavachomer. But any other, like here, Lulav and Esrog, you can't. And that's Rabbi Yehuda, can't darshan it, can't make this comparison between Lulav and Esrog. Tosfos quotes Rashi and is not happy. Vitema as Tosfos. Vitema Gedola, a big Tema. Pirish, da afilu smuchin, da hainu shnei mikros. We know that there is hekish and smuchin. Smuchin means two psukim next to each other. Hekish are two different items in the same pasuk. So it says Tosfos, even smuchin you could darshan yourself. Da afilu smuchin, da hainu shnei mikros, a smuchin zelazeh, ninu lidrash min haTorah. Even smuchin you could darshan yourself, as it says, smuchin min haTorah minayin, the Gemara in the beginning of Masechas Yevamos, kol shekein akesha. Surely a hekish, da hainu shnei dvarim hamukashim bepasuk echad. Two psukim in the same pasuk, a hekish. V'yafilu lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo doris smuchin, aval heich elahecha demuchach umufne, mikomakam hekesha moda. So you can't explain that Rabbi Yehuda didn't darshan the hekish between Lulav and Esrog because he didn't have a mesor from his Rebbe. No, he could have done it himself. Ella says Tosfos, kol amidos adam don me'atzmo chutz migzereshava. Rather, you could darshan everything. Zereshava is the only exception that you need a Rebbe for. But all others, you could darshan yourself. Chutz migzereshava dein don ella kein linda mirabo. V'yahacha, what's the machlokas here? It's not a question of, oh, he couldn't if he wanted to. Besvara pligi. The machlokas here, whether you could use a yavesh lulav or not, whether you compare it to Esrog, is based on svara. The Yesh Dvarim She'ein Lakisham Loso Davar V'Shema Kasavar Lo Shayach Lashon Hadar Ela Baperis. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda thinks that the concept of Hadar of beauty is only by fruit. It's not by branches. And that's why he doesn't darshan it. But not because he wouldn't be able to darshan it. So what does Tosfos say? You can darshan all of the Midos yourself, if you're a member of Chazal, except for Gzeirah Shava. Rashi says you can't darshan any of them, except for Kal V'Chomer, to yourself. But everybody agrees Gzeirah Shava is unique and you need a Rebbe. That's a Gemara in Psachim Daf Samach Vav. The Gemara in Psachim Samach Vav Ben Aleph. The Gemara says there, at the end of the sugya of whether Karban Pesach, Shechal Erev Pesach Lihios B'Shabbos, whether that Karban Pesach is Docha Shabbos or not, Hillel comes, and B'nai B'Seira didn't know the answer. Hillel comes and teaches them, B'nai B'Seira stepped down. They make Hillel the head of the yeshiva. But at the end of that Gemara, after the Gemara quotes that there's this idea of Karban Pesach Midocha Shabbos is based on Kal V'Chomer and based on Gzeirah Shavas, the Gemara says, what do you need both for? What do you need both for? V'racha de Gomer Gzeirah Shava, Kal V'Chomer Lamali, asks the Gemara, if once you learn it from Gzeirah Shava, what do you need the Kal V'Chomer for? Because, Elo Lidetu, Ka'amar Lahu. Because the Gemara says, because not everybody learned the Kal V'Chomer, learned the Gzeirah Shava. So if they don't have the Mesorah of the Gzeirah Shava, they'll at least have the Kal V'Chomer. Bishlam Gzeirah Shava lo Gamrisu, Dein Adam Dam Gzeirah Shava Me'atzmo, says the Gemara. El Kavachomer, Dan Adam Me'atzmo, Ibai Lachalameidam. The Kavachomer, he says, you should have learned, you should have learned, and therefore, that's why you would need the Kavachomer, even besides the Gzeirah Shava. But again, it's clear, a Gzeirah Shava can only be done from a Rebbe. Why is that? Why is that the unique one? According to Tosfos, it's the only one. According to Rashi, it's many others. according to Tosfos, why? So there is the Ramban. The Ramban in Shoresh Beis. The Ramban tells us, it's on page Nun Gimel, if you want to look in the Frankel edition of the Sefer HaMitzvot, it's towards the beginning of Shoresh Beis. Says the Ramban, what's a Gzeirah Shavah? You have two words, and you can connect the two contexts. If you have a large book, you have to, it has to be that there are words repeated if there is a large book. You're not going to have a large book without any word repetition. So, if you could darshan your own Gzeirah Shavah, it's Eilon Davar Sof. The lister bo kol dine Torah. You can undermine the whole Torah. Ki atevos yichpulu b'Torah kama pa'amim. I efshar l'sefer gadol lios kulo b'milos mechudashos. It can't be that a whole big sefer is going to use totally new words. V'nispari zebe mekomos b'na Talmud sha'amru e'adam don kavachomer me'atzmo v'inadam don gzer shom me'atzmo. Elam ken kibla me'rabo kamo shakuzkar b'sheni shalnida u'be mekomos acherim. V'heim omrim l'shto krami nevi l'esa b'kavachomer u'pami metartzim b'chulu and it continues. But the Ramban says, Zerushav is unique and different. That is the Ramban. So again, you have to have that Mesorah to a Rebbe. But again, back to some of the questions we asked before. Number one, how could there ever be a Machlokas then? If you have to have a Rebbe, and that Rebbe, you had to get it from his Rebbe, and it goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, like Rashi says in Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Aleph, say, how could there ever be a Machlokas about a Gzeirah Shavah? Like the one on today's Daf, our Daf, Machlokas Rabbi Kiva, Rida Mesera, about, do you make this Gzeirah Shavah? Again, it's an unusual Gzeirah Shavah. It's not about a Halacha, right? It's about who the Mekoshesh was. But how could there be a machlokas, right? Tosfos says, oh, he reached his limit in Gzeirah Shavah. But how could there be a machlokas? How could a machlokas be in Gzeirah Shavah, number one? Number two, why should there be a difference, and the Gemara has this a number of times, in terms of strength of Gzeirah Shavah, if the word is extra in one place, or in two places, or neither? Mufne, mishnei tzadim, it's open from two sides. Mufne mitzad echad. And not Mufne at all. If it's all based on Moshe Rabbeinu, so then, and it's all based on Har Sinai and a Rebbe, then once it's there, it's there. Why should the strength of it make a difference how open it is? And other questions. But the Ramban then says the Yesod Gadol, which is said by many Rishonim after him. The Meiri writes this in a few places. The Ran writes this in a few places. But the Ramban says, what does it mean that you need a Rebbe for Gzeirah Shavah? It does not mean that every single detail of the Gzeirah Shavah is given over from Rebbe to Talmud. It means that certain words are passed down from Rebbe to Talmud. These words have Gzeirah Shavah potential in it. Which parsha you're going to connect it to, that's up to you. That's up to the Talmud. Meaning, there is a combination of Mesorah and Svara when it comes to Gzeirah Shavah. There's a combination. Sometimes you'll have a machlokas in the Tanoim. It's better to connect compared to context A. No, it's better to connect to context B, because the same word appears in both places, says the Ramban. So the Yesod of the Gzeirah Shavah, the words are passed down. But where do you connect it to? That's not passed down. That's up to the Talmud himself. V'havi yodeya, says the Ramban. I'll read it here in Shoresh Beis. Says this, Amru Chachamim, Shein Adam Dam Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmo, Ein Kavanasam Lomar, Shekol Gzeirah Shavah Muvu Eres Lohem, Mi Sinai. It does not mean that every detail was given over from our Sinai. Vinim Seres Lohem, Mi Pi Moshe Rabbeinu, Talmido, Mi La Plonis, Sheba Pasek Ploni, Mi Mi La Plonis, Sheba Pasek Ploni, Vihishvu Din Shneim Linyan Ploni, Ein Adavar Kain. All those details aren't given over. Shere Matsinu Osam Chokin Tamid. Baharbi Mekomas Binyan Azeh. We find many machlokos. Look in Chul and Daf Pehei. That's the one that he picks. About Osov Es Beno. Shchut Echutz. And other examples that he quotes. V'chayos Bezeh B'talmud Rabos Ma'od. V'chein Yish Kusyos Harbi B'talmud. V'chayotze Bohen She'omrim. V'nelak Zira Shava Mimakam Ploni U'matarets V'stavra Mehacha. Yalfinan. D'domilei B'kach V'kach. Below me hasam. The Gemara will say, no, we don't like that Gzeirah Shavah because, you know, it's more comparable to the other context. But what do you mean? Didn't you get it from a Rebbe? You have a whole list of things. This is six, and this is four, and this is more comparable. Ele hergalu b'talmud. Ve'ein tzarech lichtov bahen mipnei ruban. There's so many examples of this. So therefore, what does it mean? Aval hakavana b'gzeirah shavah shi misinai lomar shehi biyadam kabbalah shedin shchita she'ina ruuya nilma b'gzeirah shavah t'shchita shchita. So there are details. You were going to learn that Shechita Sheni Ruya is okay from some context. But what is that context? That is left open. Vani chozer od litzaveach al divrei harav, says the Rabban, and I'm going to repeat again to argue with the Rambam. Shekama dvarim b'gemara lomdu osam b'midos ehelu shatar nedreshes bahen. A lot of them are learned out from the drushes. V'kavanasam b'kulam shem torah shleima. V'arav mana mitzvahs preis peizayin. He quotes examples of whether you quote it in the sefer mitzvahs or not. But either way, this is the Ramban's ode that shava. The words are passed down, but not all the details. Again, that is the Yesod in the Sefer Nata Pesochenu, two-volume set, beautiful set, put out recently, a couple years ago. He goes through all of the issues related to Torah Sheval Peh, but a lot of the Sefer is about this Yesod, that there is a lot of balance when it comes to the Midos Shatar Nedreshes Bahen between Svara and Mesora. There's a Mesora, and Gzera Shava has probably the most focused on Mesora, because the lungs are sharmi atzmo, but again, it even has some svara too, as we just explained. Kal v'chomer, as we know, that institution is exactly the opposite. Right? Often the Gemara has those two. We just read the Gemara in Pesachim Samachav, Gzir Shava, and Kal v'chomer. The beginning of Taras Kohanim, the Medrash Halachan Vayikra, what's the beginning of Taras Kohanim? We say it every morning. Rebbe Yishmael Omer. Is it interesting that those two are the first ones on the list? Why are those two are the first? Maybe they represent two poles and everything else in the middle. Gzera Shava, as you just focused on, is Mesora, the strongest symbol of Mesora out of all the Midos. Kal v'chomer is exactly the opposite. Kal v'chomer, right, even Rashi says, you could darshan this yourself if you're one of the Baalei HaMesora, but it's based on pure logic. And that's what makes it a little tricky and maybe the weakest in all of the drashos. After all, we know Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Right, you're not allowed to give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. Why is that? Why can't you? So there are many different suggestions. The Lekach Tov and Klal Beis summarizes the suggestions. Maybe it's a geras hakasid, midihi batorah. Maybe based on the smag, fascinating, the smag relating to the Isser of Molech. The Maharsha quotes this smag in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel, where the Gemara says that if somebody gives some of their children to Molech, so then that's a terrible avera of Avodah Zarah Molech. But if he gives all of his children to Molech, then he's pater. All the children. So about even worse, machlokas, whether you actually kill the child or not. But whatever it is, why did it? Because it says mi zaro, velo kol zaro. Why should that be? If you give all your children, it's even worse. Says the smag. No, it's not a kal v'chomer. Why? Gadol avino min so. Sometimes the chomer could be so much worse than the kal. So then, what you want to apply from the kal to the chomer, it's not enough. Mis is not going to help this guy if he gave away all of his kids. So therefore, it's the kal v'chomer is not going to work because it's not enough. Gadol avino min so, right? And the Kesef Mishnah uses that smag by kasher zomim v'lo kasher asa. At Gemara in first parak in Makos says we only punish the edim zomim when they try to commit a crime. But if they actually succeeded in committing the crime, then we don't punish them, right? Again, some of the tzdukim. But why is that? It shouldn't be a kal v'chomer. If we punish them for trying, surely we should punish them if they succeed. So gzeras hakasef. Right, the Ramban writes in Parsha Shoftim, you know, it must be they must have deserved punishment from somewhere else. Hashem wouldn't have let it happen. Elokimni dav badas kel. But the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Eidah says, based on the smag, God to love an omen. So if they use the judicial system to punish the other person, they were successful, then forget it. Even punishing them is not going to be enough. So we just let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it. But what's another reason why we would say Ein Onshin Min Hadin? Shash Pircha. Maybe the most obvious one. Because since it's just based on logic, it's not based on what my Rebbe told me, so we're worried that there's a pircha somewhere, whether it's an inner pircha, inner logic, or whether it's a pircha from without. Rebbe Elchanan writes in the Kovet Shiurim in Kiddushin Os Pei Dalet, quoting from Rebbe Chaim, that to say a kal v'chomer, you have to be baki b'kol ha-shas, backwards, forwards. Because maybe there's a pircha somewhere in the other side of shas. So even just to say a kal v'chomer, which we might think is just pure logic. No. You have to have the breadth of knowledge in order to make sure that there is no pircha. But either way, this is Gzera Shava and Kal v'chomer, maybe two opposite midos, but they symbolize the poles, one purely logic, one the most connected to Mesora, as we have. All right, and that's what the Tosfos said here, getting back to the beginning. There was a certain number of Gzera Shavas that were given over. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, you know, reached his limit, and that's why he couldn't learn this Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Akiva's regarding the Mekoshesh. All of these Midos, Shatar Nedreshes Bahen, all of the Midos are included in the larger corpus of Torah Shebal Peh.
Right, the Rambam, if you remember, in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos, lists off the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, which was written in the Torah. What Torah Shebal Peh? The Rambam has, number one, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Number two, Pirushim HaMekubalim, Yipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Those two, there's never a machlokas on, the Rambam says. What's the difference? What's a Halacha Moshe Misinai? We know there's many of them mentioned in Shas. Pirush HaMekubalim, Yipi Moshe Rabbeinu. We were just talking about Esrog. Pre-Eitz Hadar is an Esrog. How do you know? Maybe some other fruit? No, that's halacha mekubal. Ayin tachas ayin, right? Eye for an eye. So the Gemara has havaminas and achovel, maybe literally, but we know it's not literal. Why? Pirush mekubal mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are the first two categories. Four and five, takanos and zeros. Even mitzvahs derabanan are included in Torah Shebal Peh. What's category three? That's the largest one. Dvarim that are learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos and the other Midos, Shah Torah Nidreshes Bahan. That is category three, and that is the largest category. The Rambam has here in the Hakdama of the Pirush Mishnayos. Hadinin shehotzio al darkei hasvara v'nafla ba machlokes kemoshe zacharnu v'nifzak adin bahem al pi arov v'zei yigrek kishishtan ha'iyin v'pnei kach omrim im halacha nekava v'din leishuva v'chulu. And he continues, and that's what it says throughout Shas, but my kamiflagi, my time at the Rebbe Ploni, my binayu, right, all of the drushas that they learn out, that is category three, and that is what the Rambam discusses. There's more about Torah Shebal Peh and the uniqueness of these midos, but we'll stop here for now.